Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Amid growing fears of a possible Russian military invasion of Ukraine, there's word of another kind of invasion, a cyber attack on the Eastern European country's government. Russia continues demanding something that NATO refuses so far to give, a guarantee that the military alliance will not expand eastward, including into Ukraine. The Russian foreign minister says the Kremlin's patience is wearing thin, and Moscow wants some answers by next week. A winter storm that's currently dumping a lot of snow on the plains will not stop there. The National Weather Service says it will move to the east this coming weekend, dumping a good amount of snow from North Carolina up the East Coast. Rough start to the morning on Wall Street following a discouraging retail sales report. Sales dropped almost 2% last month from November. Stocks are lower, the Dow down 342 points. More details at srnnews.com.
This is Sebastian Gorka, and I want to invite you to join me for a powerful travel opportunity that will likely become the highlight of your year. I'm headed to Israel in November 2022 for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour of the key sites and best places meant to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Together, we'll uncover key geopolitical insights as we unpack Israel's significance on the world stage. You'll return home empowered by the experience. If you ever dreamt of visiting Israel, this is your opportunity. Come with me in 2022. For more information, call 855-565-5519 or book online at standwithisraeltour.com. 855-565-5519 or standwithisraeltour.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Enjoy a nice day today because big weather changes are on the way. Good bit of sunshine today. Not quite as warm as yesterday, but a high temperature in the lower 60s is not bad in January. For tonight, clouds move in. Overnight low temperature down to about 41. Tomorrow, high temperature near 60. Showers becoming likely by Saturday afternoon. Periods of showers Saturday night in through Sunday. Sharply colder Sunday. Temperatures will fall from the low 40s and downward. Before the rain ends, it could be mixed with some snowflakes and maybe a little bit of sleet before ending. No travel problems expected. MLK Day will be cold, low 29, high 49. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Authorities in Monroe County say a body has been found. Monroe County Sheriff Tom Boatwright says they believe it could be the remains of missing Colorado woman, 56-year-old Cheryl Pence. She went missing with her son Saturday, January 1st, in a remote area of Wilcox County. The son was found the following Monday and taken to the hospital. The bail hearing for suspected Bama Lane shooter Torrey Johnson was held Thursday afternoon and a higher amount was approved. He's charged with killing one person and injuring six others on Sunday. He was out on bond, but Judge Tiffany McCord approved the bail to be increased to $860,000, and Johnson is now back in custody. The Department of Public Health has released a new report on COVID cases in the state's public schools. It shows cases are five times the number they were just a week ago. The report does not specify if the cases involve students, teachers, or other staff members. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. You should consider hiring a real estate agent for your new construction project. Someone who'll represent you, look out for your best interests, and help you save money. I will be with you from breaking ground to closing. For further details, please call me at 334-398-2896.
As a probate judge, Wes Allen administered more than a dozen elections without a single error. When liberals wanted to establish curbside voting in Alabama, Wes Allen sponsored and passed the bill to ban it permanently. When Democrats tried to pass the no-excuse absentee voting, he fought it and won. Wes Allen, the solid conservative Republican, we need to be Alabama's next Secretary of State.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Wes Allen, P.O. Box 150, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Let us not forget, folks, as we focus on the state, but also international earlier in the show, and focus a little locally here in a moment, that for Joe Biden, this has been the worst week ever. He lost the OSHA vaccine mandate.
Yeah.
His approval ratings continue to fall. Now at 33%, not in Rasmussen, not in Bob's bait and tackle poll, but in Quinnipiac, 33%, and that is a massive trend. He is weaker. I heard it put this way. He is weaker than George W. Bush after the financial crisis, after the Iraq war, after years of the Daily Show lampooning him.
Yeah.
Biden is weaker than that, which is remarkable in only a year.
Well, and some of the comments. Some of the comments that the Supreme Court put out about that bill. I mean, it was an insult to the Constitution.
Oh, he lost on that. Kyrsten Sinema, yeah. Senator Sinema, said we're not breaking the filibuster.
No.
And for him to say that if we don't want to centralize voting through the federal government in this country and how voting is regulated, even though in the Constitution it's up to state legislatures,
right,
then we're Jefferson Davis.
George Wallace, Davis, the other guy.
Bull Connor.
Yeah, Bull Connor, that was the one, yeah.
It's just, it's absurd.
Hyperbolic much?
Yeah. It's absolutely absurd. Let's go to Bill, though. Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm doing great this morning. How are y'all?
Good.
You know, I would venture to say that Biden's approval rating in Alabama is probably not 33%.
No. Probably.
I'm guessing he might be in double digits, but it wouldn't be very high in double digits. But who does Kay Ivey kind of remind you of, the way she waffles and straddles the fence? Maybe Fauci? You dumb hicks in Alabama can't handle the truth, so I just have to keep moving the goalpost.
Yeah, it's like Fauci mixed with Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Actually, and by the way, for the record, I actually love KIV's accent. It's one you don't hear often. I think we need to bring it back.
I was kind of disappointed. I did not listen to her whole speech. I caught bits and pieces, and I went back and listened to a couple of things that she said. But one thing, I'm assuming that Mr. Dawson is already gone?
Nope,
no,
I'm
he's
here.
Oh,
okay. I would love for y'all's agency, y'all's news agency.
Yes, sir.
To write an article about expanding Medicare here in Alabama.
You mean Medicaid?
Well, both.
Okay.
There is a group of legislators who continue to push to get that expanded. And I don't think most people understand how that works. That the federal government, once the state expands it, the federal government will continue to contribute for about 3 to 5 years And at 3 years, it starts decreasing what they contribute until between year five and six, it goes completely away and is left on the shoulders of the taxpayers of the state.
Yeah, I mean,
and I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, do you think the solution would be not expanding, or do you think the solution would be to have Big Daddy federal government keep paying the bill? What do you think?
Well, you know, there's really not a good answer to that, but I would say leave it on the shoulders of the federal government, because sooner or later they're going to bail them.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have to.
And again,
but if you look at the states that have expanded, it becomes one of the biggest line item debts on their budget.
Yeah. I will say this, though, and this is just kind of principled response to it. Me personally, one of the reasons I did start 1819 News wasn't to strengthen our state so that we could do more Ron DeSantis type things where we can tell the federal government no when they're overreaching, right? Federal government has its place, but they overreach. And every single time the federal government comes in and gives us money, if it's expanding Medicaid and they're footing the bill or whatever it is, every time we say yes to a federal dollar coming into our state, that's a string that they can pull to manipulate us into bending the knee to whether it be vaccine mandates or whatever it is, crazy educational curriculum that they're dumping in that doesn't reflect their values, you name it. And so I think the biggest solution is getting the federal government out of our business, out of our budget, out of everything. If we can push back and get as little as from them as possible, we're going to be in a healthier place, and then we can look at the market to solve some of the healthcare issues and things like that.
Well, and just like Kay Ivey didn't talk about raising gas tax or any other taxes before she was elected last time, and then that was the first thing she did with the gas tax increase, I would love somebody to put her feet to the fire on Medicaid expansion. Are you going to try to make that deal if you get reelected, or are you not going to expand it? What's your point of view on this? Because this idea, we're not going to talk about it, and she's not going to even mention it, and then as soon as she gets reelected,
boom,
there's your deal with the Democrats in the state on whatever deal they want to make, what they want to get for that. I don't want to see that happen.
Well, you know, there's a fine line there, because there are a lot of people that are helped by Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
But is it worth what it would cost us to shoulder that in 3 to 5 years completely on our own? And here's my biggest concern. If it was actually managed the way that it should be, and the waste was held to a minimum, I would say, yes, let's do it. But you know what? Our government, our state government, has not demonstrated the ability to actually manage anything.
Correct. Right. And this is why I keep saying Alabama needs to get its house in order, because the federal government is not exactly a stable institution, in my humble opinion. Maybe I'm crazy, but I just don't see. There are a lot of trends that suggest this is not going to be the same way people have known it for decades. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to look very far to find out how incapable they are of doing things. All you have to do is look at education.
Yeah, right. And they were never meant to be capable, right? Like, that's not the government's job to be capable. That's our job to be capable. They've got very small list of things that they're supposed to be doing, and every time we give them the ability to grow into something they're not supposed to be doing, we end up suffering and paying for it later.
Well, and remember, the Supreme Court did shoot down the OSHA vaccine mandate this week, but they upheld the one for those who work for Medicare and Medicaid. So when the federal government pays you, they have all sorts of leeway to tell you what to do and how to live your life and how to manage your own state and backyard. I appreciate it, Bill. Got to run.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too, Bill.
Sir. Bye. Thanks, Bill.
As update on this Bama Lane shooting, the bail for the suspect in the shooting at the Bama Lane's bowling alley here in Montgomery, well, that bail has been raised. It's now a total bail for Tory Johnson of $860,000. After a court hearing was held on Thursday.
But didn't they ask for $2 million?
He had been released on $50,000 bail on Sunday following the shooting. Daryl Bailey had requested the bail to be set at $2 million, 10% of that $2 million or so, give or take. Bailey says Johnson is now in custody, though.
Good.
He was charged with murder, 2 counts of assault, first degree, and 4 counts of assault, second degree. In issuing her decision on raising the bail, District Judge Tiffany McCord explained how the initial bail was set. She says initial bail is typically set by a magistrate in Montgomery and not a judge. Several people in the community had spoken out, saying the amount was too low considering the nature of the crime. And actually, I'm looking at a link here from our sister station, Alabama News Network, here locally. They have a full write-up. It's way too long for me to just sit here and read on the air. But explaining this, so I'm going to try to gather, I'm just looking at it now, folks, an understanding of how this works. But I know, and this is somebody I need to have on soon, Daryl Bailey. We hadn't talked to him forever. Yes. District attorney here. I know he's made a big effort to talk to the judiciary, saying we have to get
these amounts
up more.
I would think there'd be some type of special circumstance. In this case, this is a mass shooting. I know they don't want to call it that. That's a mass shooting.
But, I mean, they happen all the time in Montgomery. Mm-hmm. And so, again, I'm not to detract from that.
Right.
I'm just going to tell you, so I'm what you call one of them, they're criminal justice specialists.
Yes, sir. Right?
And we'll go into why I'm a criminal justice specialist in a later show.
Yes.
But I'm just telling you right now, buddy, if you can make a $270,000 bond, you got stacks, okay? So you're looking at $27,000 plus a piece of property that you're putting up that's worth and has equity to the degree of $270,000 or more. So you have either a paid-for $270,000 house, or you've got a $500,000 house with $270,000 in equity, and you had 27 stacks to put down to get that man out of jail. That's not peanuts.
Right.
Right? And so that's another thing when you start thinking about it, because everyone's like, oh, well, bail is it's restrictive on poverty and da-da-da-da-da, and it's like,
But here's my thing. Too many, and just like him, too many of them have got low bails. They go out and kill somebody again.
Yeah.
Screw that. You shoot somebody 6 times, I'll see you in court. Other than that, your butt's staying in jail.
Yeah.
You do not deserve to be on the street with me.
And the challenge to that, just from, and again, don't disagree, the challenge to that from a constitutional perspective is he's innocent until proven guilty, and that's the reason for the bond. It's like, okay, so there's probable cause to believe that this person has committed a crime, and so based on that probable cause, we issue a warrant, we arrest that person, and then the bail is not, like, when you read the bail statistics, it's not to be oppressive, is what it is. It's to guarantee their appearance in court. And so if you have a $270,000 house and $27,000 you've given up, the odds of you fleeing to Mexico, right, to avoid going to court are much lower, unless you've just got money like that. So the purpose of bail in our court system is not set up to be oppressive to keep people in jail. It's to keep people going to their court dates because you're innocent until proven guilty. And so when you look at that from the legal aspect, in this certain case, that really sucks because he could get out and shoot somebody else.
It's not if. It's happened how many times?
Oh, over and over again. Yeah, over and over again.
At what point do we change the law where if you kill somebody, and this guy killed somebody,
it's
one person dead, there's no bail. Yeah. There is no bail.
Yeah, if there, and so what that would read is if there's probable cause of capital murder, there would have to be some, $1 million or no or whatever, something more substantial. And maybe, again, I'm not a lawyer, though very familiar with these things, maybe it's a higher degree. So like when you have, you're going to a civil court, you have to have preponderance of evidence, right? You have to have 51%.
Right.
And then in order to be found guilty of a criminal case, it has to be without beyond reasonable doubt, which is like 99% mm-hmm. certain, right? And so maybe above probable cause, which is enough to jail someone, issue a warrant, and then put them on bond, maybe it's like, hey, if we have preponderance of the evidence saying that this guy probably shot that guy, there's no bond.
Right.
Something like that, where we're protecting people's constitutional rights, but also protecting the next person to get shot at Bama Lanes.
But didn't we have that? I mean, he did this in front. It's not like he did it in the closet. He did it in front of everybody.
Yeah, and everybody on camera.
Yeah, but we don't have the rule right now.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. So, like, you would have preponderance of the evidence that this guy did it, and so he doesn't get bail.
Right.
Right. But anytime you make a law, just imagine that law getting used against you in some weird way. And then that's what I always say, because we always want to take the government and make it solve our problem over here, and then we get... There's no nice way to say it. We get screwed by it over here because we thought it would work for us over here. Yeah. And so we just got to be real careful on that.
Well, and I've been to a couple town halls here for the city for District 1 and you know, you look at some of these issues, in particular this issue, and it becomes a state-level issue. And whether it's education in the state, or it's not often talked about because it can be heady, it can be more specialized, is the judiciary here in the state of Alabama. How on the up and up is it, number one? But let's assume that it is on the up and up. We're all God-fearing people here in the state of Alabama. There's no ballyhoo behind the scenes.
None
whatsoever. Let's assume everybody's on the up and up. Does the judiciary, and I can't believe I'm about to say this, have enough money to operate?
Nope.
Are we meeting basic constitutional rights like a speedy trial and these sorts of things? The basics is what Alabama needs to get back to, and doing the fundamentals and the basics really, really well. We understand that in football. It's the fundamentals. It's the blocking, the tackling, who controls the line of scrimmage, these sorts of things. And it's like our government gets caught up on the red meat issues, and the legislature loves to do this, the red meat stuff, while the fundamentals of the state continue to linger and be caught up with corruption, because when you're not paying attention, that's where the corruption and the rot can really occur, kind of like right down there behind Eddie, right there on the windowsill.
It's a little bit of termites? Rot. Nah, it's just a little bit of moisture.
Oh, okay.
The termites will come later.
Anyway.
A little moisture.
just a little bit moist. Let's hit a quick break, but first, this part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. They're at Physical Prattville. Dawn Sexton and her team can help you get your balance back, get your walking ability back. Whether it's you or somebody you know and love who's maybe a bit stubborn about wanting to go see anybody who might come close to being a doctor, whether, you know, physical therapist is Dawn Sexton has put in a lot of work.
And they want to work with you.
And she's so down to earth as well, and no nonsense. So she's going to push you in the right way. Seriously, when you meet Dawn, it's like a long lost friend you never knew you had.
And she's looking out for the best for you, Joey. She wants to see you get better.
And they have a great system there. So you go in, after calling them at 595-9990, you can set up a free balance test. It's a quick, easy test. It's like, hey, walk this straight line. How many times can you stand up and sit down in this chair in 30 seconds? And doing these basic tasks, they can assess, okay, what is causing your imbalance problem? What is causing your walking disability? And they'll get you on a course of treatment. Then they'll retest you every couple weeks. That way, say you start with a 10 out of 18, maybe you go to 12 out of 18 in just a few weeks. Dozens and dozens of our listeners have taken up Dawn Sexton and her team's help there at Physical Therapy and Balance Center Prattville. You don't have to plan your life around your ability to get around. You can get better. So check them out today. Again, that number, 595-9990, 595-9990. Ask about that free balance test and be sure to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you. More News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Touch your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Prattville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which is stocked full of new truckloads of beautiful rustic furniture all throughout Alabama. The rustic look is in high demand, and Depot Furniture Gallery has beautiful choices to choose from. In fact, if it's the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire river region you're looking for, when you visit the Depot Furniture Gallery, you're going to fall in love with the rustic style of furniture, especially the pieces with the sliding barn doors. They also have those rustic entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, accent consoles, coffee and end tables, and more at the Depot Furniture Gallery. The Depot is located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. For more information, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Hungover from holiday spending and now your vehicle needs some attention? Tire City and Automotive Service has the right tire and expert service to help you get the most bang for your buck. Right now through January 29th, get up to $200 off a set of Michelin Cross Climate 2 tires. We can also save you up to $100 off on other vehicle services. Visit Tire City and Automotive Service at our two locations, Atlanta Highway and Woodley Road. See store for details. Tire
City! Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Well, this is from out of left field, but apparently North Korea has fired two more ballistic missiles.
Oh, yeah?
Threatening U.S. with additional action. So while we're dealing with Russia and the question of Taiwan and all sorts of other things, now North Korea's...
Ken Rodman back over there.
Yeah. His peace through strength rating is about as high as his approval rating, right? So,
well, and I'm just now looking at this. The Economist, that establishment rag, says, let's face it, Joe Biden was set up to fail.
Well, that's usually what happens when you borrow an election. You see how I used borrow?
Borrow.
Yeah. When you borrow an election.
Well, they stole it fair and square.
Yeah.
Yeah, just fair and square. You know, they changed the rules and it worked out. Oh, goodness gracious. What a mess that is, by the way. And a lot of people pointed out that the way Biden set up his argument for this voting rights bill they're trying to pass, really this massive centralization and power grab, is that if you don't do what I say, then we can't have faith in the elections either. Like, I'm not surprised because it was the game the Democrats have been playing for a while, and now Republicans are playing that game. And when people don't have faith in elections, well, it's not a beautiful place. I remember my grandfather, my dad's dad, granddaddy, he used to call me Jay Ray and Joe Bird were the two nicknames. Right before he passed, actually, it was right after Election Day. And before I came on air on Election Day 2020, he called me like, 2 minutes before showtime. Never does that. And I'm like, you okay? He goes, yeah. He said, Joe, I just want to tell you I love this country. You know, he's one of those folks who could have used physical therapy and balance center. And they helped me to the door, and I just love this country so much. He was a Democrat, but I really don't care. I told him you got to stop watching CNN as much as you do, but I loved him to death. And to hear him talk about on Election Day how much he loved participating in the process. I remember coming on air and talking about that and saying it's certainly better than armies on the march, which has been a lot throughout human history. But I think one thing that continues to happen in this country and why people feel like they don't have any hope or agency unless their people are in power, the ones winning elections, is because we're reducing people's liberty and agency to the vote. Maybe I'll write about it, but and Eddie can attest to this, one of the things I just can't stand so much are these bumper stickers like, voting is your voice. I'm like, no. Your voice is your voice.
Right.
The First Amendment, dare I say, is much more important than the right to vote.
Yeah.
And that First Amendment should not be subject to any given vote. I mean, there's a process in the Constitution, but that is a big hurdle to clear. And so I think we too often reduce people's power and agency and liberties to just the ballot box. But, you know, as Frederick Douglass famously said, no man's freedoms are held by the ballot box, but also his ammunition magazine box and also the jury box. There are many different ways we can have checks on power. I mean, have you seen this in your years covering politics, Brian, where it does seem like we sort of all understand that everything is subject to a power play? If you have enough votes, then I don't care what the Constitution says. I don't care what you believe are your natural rights. We have the majority. So, you know, stuff it.
Yeah, and as what that does is it's basically, so you have, you know, through generations of our public school system performing so well, you have a lack of understanding about how things are, and so they think that, you know, if the people want it, no matter what it is, if you can con them into voting for this thing, you know, you can get them to vote away their rights, you know, and yeah. It's like, well, no, these rights are given to us by God, and it's the government's job to protect them. Well, that's a concept that's not understood. And so, yeah, it is all about the votes, and it's shilling for votes, and you know, I guess, you know, voting is a powerful thing. Not everybody has it, but I tell you what, when I woke up the morning after the election and I watched that whole, you know, went to bed, Trump was winning, woke up, Joe Biden was like, you know, the graph and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to throw up. And yeah. Because, you know, if we don't have, and again, this isn't to support the voting as your voice thing, but if we don't have free and fair elections, we're in a banana republic.
Yeah.
And I challenge you to go find any place where that's ever worked well. And so when we're the beacon of hope for the world, as America has been, and our elections are as rigged as, you know, Venezuela or some other third world, you know, banana republic, you know, that doesn't feel good. And again, not to shamelessly plug, but here I go. That's why I started 1819 News. Was literally, that was the beginning of it, is when I saw what happened with the elections from that moment to the insurrection on January 6th, and I watched what happened there. And again, like, what do you do with cops waving people, moving barriers and waving people in? Like, I mean, the whole thing was just nuts,
you
man.
You get charged with trespassing. That's what you do.
I guess. Or sit in a jail with no, you know, talk about not having bail. Anyway, and so, you know, I became acutely aware of the fact that, like, this idolatry of national politics is going to be our demise.
Yes.
And, you know, at the same time, my pastor was preaching on localism, you know, and again, I've said this a kajillion times, but preaching on the fact that fathers need to step up and lead their families. Families be parts of communities, communities, cities, counties, county, state, and really focus on that. And so I wanted to figure out how can I use my gifts to, you know, having been in national media, national fundraising, national politics and public policy, you know, all these different things, how can I use that to help in that effort? And that's what did it, was being disgusted with the way things were going with the exact, you know, national voting and all that stuff.
Well, and I often find that, well, we need to get back to what it once was. It's what Alexis de Tocqueville once talked about, that democracy in America works because it's local, it's mostly voluntary. Essentially, government's just a stamp on what people would have done anyway. So it's local, it's voluntary, and it's infused with the spirit of religion. And what he really means by that is hope. Like, you have this idea that because we have fear of God and belief in God, we have a hope for the future and that we can work together. Whereas if you put all your hope in a government that is beyond you and your control, well, Babbel. I just saw a commercial for the other Babbel, like the language, you know, learning.
Yeah.
But the Tower of Babbel keeps coming to my mind, the confusion that is out there. And no wonder people feel under siege when a national election doesn't go their way. And no wonder that's where a lot of the money and the glitz and the glam is. Idolatry, I think, is the right word that you just used, Brian. But, for instance, here in Montgomery, I pretty much knew it was going to be this way, but people voted like 60-something percent to raise property taxes in Montgomery County. And I didn't vote that way. But did it ruin my day? No, not really. Because if it really got so bad, I could move pretty easily and still generally be part of the same community. And I would also know that the people who voted the other way are literally my neighbor, and I'm connected to them in something much deeper than property taxes or our political affiliations. It is a God thing. It is a family thing. It is a friend thing. And we've, in a way, national politics unmoors us from that profound grounding.
Yeah. I just love hearing you talk about God, Joey.
Yeah.
It gets me all excited and warm and fuzzy inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
spirit's moving on him.
you go deeper in that conversation, you'll have a different feeling.
We've had some deep conversations. Okay. What are you talking about? You're a Fed.
I'm just trying to give Brian a heads up.
Just a heads up.
More news and views from 9 till noon in just a moment. But first, this part of the program brought to you by XI Repair. And at XI Repair, Jonathan Strange, great, talented young entrepreneur. That guy's going places.
Yes, he is.
When he's like in his early 20s, and he's got a lot more of, let's say, assets to his name than I do.
Maybe you ought to have dinner with him sometime.
Yeah, I know. He's a smart kid. And XI Repair is an incredible business.
It is.
A young, talented, highly skilled staff. They're, I think, one of the few who can do the high-end repairs.
Yeah, and the high-end data recovery. Most people have to send that off, Joey, right? And even people that advertise they do it, they have to send it off. Not Jonathan. They do it in-house.
Right. And so whether you are doing data recovery, it could be an old machine that you just want the data off of, or it could be you're going through something like a divorce and somebody smashed the hard drive, they can still recover that data. They can also do smartphone repairs, tablet repairs, old laptop and desktop computers, even gaming consoles. Isn't that a dream? If your Xbox gives you the red circle of death, you don't have to send it off to Microsoft. Yeah. You go to XI Repair instead.
Exactly.
And even they can work on electronic drones. Whatever it is, you might as well call up XI Repair at 777-1234. You can check them out online at XIRepair.com. And a great thing about them is they're a no-fix, no-fee shop. So if they can't fix it, they're not going to charge you for looking over it. And really, these folks are on the up and up, and they're incredibly talented at what they do. They've helped so many of our listeners, I've lost count. So you could be the next person if you need a cell phone repair or anything else we've talked about. Again, that's XI Repair, a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon.
In your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Katie Britt is a Christian conservative and an Alabama First business leader running for the United States Senate to save the American dream from Joe Biden's socialist agenda. Katie Britt will bring fresh blood and new energy to Washington and fight tirelessly for our conservative Alabama values. Here's Katie Britt.
My faith and relationship with the Lord guide my everyday life. Being pro-life and pro-Second Amendment doesn't make me radical. It makes me American. We have to show strength at the border, and what we are showing as a country right now is total weakness. It is so important that we protect our nation's borders. We are a nation of laws, not a nation of lawlessness. We need somebody that knows how to fight for Alabama, that believes in Alabama.
Katie Britt will fight for our Christian conservative values, put Alabama first, and never apologize for it.
I'm Katie Britt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Britt for Alabama, Inc.
Earlier this year, you learned that the Poarch Creek Indians were trying to get a tax-free monopoly on gambling in Alabama. Fortunately, the state legislature heard your voices, and the bill did not pass. But the Poarch Creek cartel hasn't given up. So you have to ask yourself, why is the Republican leadership in the Alabama legislature so determined to give the Poarch Creek Indians a tax-free monopoly on gambling? Maybe it's because the Porch Creek Indians are doling out millions of dollars in campaign cash. That's right, millions of dollars to influence next year's election. Last year, they made $1 billion in tax-free profits in this state alone. $1 billion. How much of that tax-free profit will they be using to buy Alabama politicians? Call your state representative today and say no to selling Alabama out to the casino Indians. 334-261-0500. 334-261-0500. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Enjoy a nice day today because big weather changes are on the way. Good bit of sunshine today. Not quite as warm as yesterday, but a high temperature in the lower 60s is not bad in January. For tonight, clouds move in. Overnight low temperature down to about 41. Tomorrow, high temperature near 60. Showers becoming likely by Saturday afternoon. Periods of showers Saturday night in through Sunday. Sharply colder Sunday. Temperatures will fall from the low 40s and downward. Before the rain ends, it could be mixed with some snowflakes and maybe a little bit of sleet before ending. No travel problems expected. MLK Day will be cold, low 29, high 49. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. We've got Brian Dawson still in the studio, telling him stories about how some of the audience has reacted to the bumper music over the last several months. But, you know, especially as my schedule opens up, I'm starting making more, maybe more than just for bumper music on the radio. Always been a passion of mine. But here, let's go to the phones at 272-9228 and talk to Dennis. Hey, Dennis.
Guys, how you doing? No time, no talk. Y'all,
hey, Dennis.
Y'all doing good today?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. Well, guys, I tell you, I think this governor's race is going to be more interesting than it was 6 months ago. I think that Mr. Burdett is going to be a dark horse in the governor's race.
I agree.
I think he's going to do it. He's going to have to raise the money somehow.
Yeah.
We'll see how that works out. I was going to ask y'all guys, who's all going to run for Mike Holmes' seat in Elmore County?
That's a good question.
Good question.
I do not know. If you live in them parts, right? Yeah.
I do. I live on the same road as Mike Holmes, and I don't know who's going to...
Walk down there today, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
Knock on the door.
No, Mike's held up a promise. He said he was only going to serve a few terms, and he stuck to it.
That's right. One
good
of the few
man.
Politicians that could keep his word.
Mike is a good man.
He's a very good man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did hear that the guy that hosted the show in Birmingham, Mike Clark's going to run for the legislature in Birmingham area.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. I heard him on April Marie's show yesterday.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, that's going to be quite interesting, guys. I tell you, I was going to ask you, have you heard anything latest on some... What do you think of the Secretary of State's race right now between Ed Packard and old Wes Allen right now?
My first impression, and I'm not trying to dog anybody too hard, but when I don't like somebody who's been there a long time as sort of a career person. So that makes me a little skeptical, Ed.
Yeah,
I understand. understand about that, guys. I think the Senate race is definitely going to be a runoff. I tell you, it's the key area to win statewide elections in Alabama's always been that way back in the 60s. So if you can win north of Birmingham, 9 times out of 10, you win the statewide race in the primary runoff. So, guys, that's going to be interesting. Joey, I love your bumper music, man, and keep it up. And as you would say, Captain, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
See you, Dennis.
Thanks, Dennis.
Have you watched much of the Secretary of State's race?
I mean, I've not been glued to it, but I tell you what, I guess my, not knowing the man, but my thought with Wes Allen, I've got two beefs, beefs with him.
All right.
One, anybody who thinks that there was any chicanery in the election, I don't know if he was speaking state level or federal, seem to kind of be both, but we'll even say at the state level that there couldn't have been. We're so buttoned up in the state of Alabama that there's no way that there could have been. And anyone who's suggesting that anything happened in the state of Alabama, you know, that was, you know, somewhat synonymous with what we saw at the national level, basically needs to have a helmet and, you know, with and lick the windows. Like, that's basically kind of his attitude towards anyone who's saying that there may have been a little bit of chicanery here, specifically in Shelby County and other places where that's kind of been pointed out. But so he thinks that anyone who thinks that the government might not be doing their job is stupid. So there's that. And he also introduced some legislation that I thought was really vile and repulsive to any conservative last legislative session. He introduced a bill that basically gave law enforcement the ability to subdue someone based off of their subjective opinion of that person's mental health status and jail them for over 24 hours. Ooh. And then if you have, and that's like business day. So I think the way it was written, you know, if you got locked up on Friday, you weren't getting out till Monday type of a thing. Right. And so, you know, and that's one of those things we just talked about where it's like, I could see where this could be helpful, a helpful tool for a good law enforcement officer. But if we don't look at how it can be abused when we pass legislation, we're going to get hurt by it. And so to me, if you're a real conservative, you would laugh that bill all the way out of there. You would never introduce that bill. Mm-hmm. And anyone who would want to introduce a bill like that to me is just like, control? You know, your bona fides aren't there.
Yeah, and I haven't talked to either of these gentlemen in detail. And it's unfortunate that John Merrill is termed out, because I think, you know, for better or for worse, John Merrill has been one of those guys, when I ask a question, he gets back to me. Not digging up what happened. It's also unfortunate that he's not going to be running in this cycle. We'll see if he ever revisits politics.
Well, I don't know how he doesn't.
Right.
Go on the repentance tour, come back, and, you know, anyway.
Come back stronger than ever. That's
So I think the challenge with him, again, while I'm just doing this.
Keep going.
Yeah, why not? Just line him up, knock him down. But, I mean, to me, it's like, because you respond to people, you know, and I get it. Like, that's everybody I talk to with John Merrill. It's like, well, you know, when I call him, he calls me back. When I text him, he texts me back. I'll reach out to him on social media, and, man, he's right there. And it's like, that's great. Awesome. I can find a lot of people that can do that, you know, and it's like, but what about, right? And so it'll be interesting, you know, and there's anyway, a lot of talk about what's going on in that space. So we'll see how things heat up there.
Let's hit one last break, and then we'll come back and tie a bow around this show or something like that. Is that okay with you, Eddie?
You don't have handcuffs?
No.
I guess a bow is going to work.
Sometimes I don't know about you.
More often than not.
Yeah. Maybe that has to do with my judgment.
Yes.
Anyway.
You were mentioning the people you hang out with. You were mentioning that perhaps you should do a little bit better. Maybe the crowd you're running with is kind of a lowbrow kind of crowd.
It's true.
You bought that horse yet?
Still looking.
Yeah. I've told him before, Brian, you just go get a horse, go live in the mountains, not bother anybody for a while.
And the horse he rode in on?
Yeah. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Viagra is available in generic form, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED for a fraction of the cost. And Hims makes it extra affordable. The generic form of Viagra has the same active ingredient, but is 90% cheaper. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/radio. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to medical providers online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. Then a certified pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to, and that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad, got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating. Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating. They're at 6237 Atlanta Highway here in Montgomery, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it there in all its glory. The big sign says Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating.
Yeah.
And you've stopped by there often.
I have stopped by there more than one time. They've helped me with painting my house as well as saving my marriage, as everyone is well aware. They tell you smart things like, Eddie, you're the man in the relationship. Don't go home with all this paint. Take a paint sample home. Therefore, you don't get a divorce.
Right.
And sure enough, I took the paint samples home. And, of course, the ones that I picked out, my wife said, that's hideous. What else you got? So with the help of them, they helped my marriage, I think, Joey.
Yeah.
And they've got great paint. You know, we painted that, or actually Scott Bowers painted that whole room for us, about 800 square foot room. That room is actually gorgeous. I used to not like it so much because the paint that I put on there originally had like a mustard color to it. Yeah, it kind of.
Where was your head at then?
Exactly. But with the help of New Look Decorating,
we were able to kind of keep a yellow color to it, but not mustardy right. at all. Very welcoming.
Well, and that's a great thing about New Look Decorating is whether it's Scott Bowers or anybody else, they know all
they
the
know
contractors,
yeah.
all the painters in town. So you don't have to introduce anybody. So you can just go pick out the color you want and say, hey, he's doing it for me. And you'll be on top of it. Or if you want to do it yourself, they'll help you with all the basic materials you need to get the job done beyond just the paint or stain supplies. So if you're looking for those Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies for the interior or exterior home of your home, whether you're contracting out the job or doing it yourself, New Look Decorating is the place to go. You can always call them at 271-0007, 271-0007, or again, 6237 Atlanta Highway right here in Montgomery. It's New Look Decorating Center, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. And, oh, here's the guy who wanted to apply for the job to hit you in the face. Eric's on the phone.
You're hired.
Hola.
What's up, Eric?
How's Alaska?
Yes, man, I'm ready to be back in Alabama.
No, he had a warming trend. It was like 34 the other day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then apparently they got 1.3 million cases of corona is also what he sent me. They were given the weather and the amount of new corona cases. I think there was a wrong number in there, Eric.
They probably moved a decimal point or something.
I think so. Yeah.
These guys. Hey, I just wanted to kind of agree with your guest there. The whenever we go on for this new legislation and for law and order and all these bail amounts, we just need to be really cognizant of the fact that we're thinking about the adverse side to it.
Yes.
You know, people have a right to bail. You're presumed innocent until proven guilty. And we have to do that for the bad guys or the perceived bad guys because one day you might be the perceived bad guy.
True.
And we got to stand up for that. And as conservatives, we got to be like the old ACLU, you know, and argue for the guys who have the unpopular opinion, but their right to say it, even as dumb as it may be.
Well, let me throw a caveat in there on the bail. What if we let somebody out on bail, they go out and commit a same or worse crime? Do we deny them bail the second time?
Well, I mean, at that point, you have a history on that particular individual, so I would...
Right.
I mean, there just needs to be some smart legislation.
That's
the problem. Smart people need to sit down and really, really think about it and not do this knee-jerk reaction crap that they always do.
This is something I'm definitely going to bring up with Senator Barfoot. He's State Senator Barfoot. He should be here next week.
About this.
And I might even bring it up with old Napolitano, given he was on the Supreme Court of New Jersey there. I'm sure he'd have something to say about it.
Yeah. We need our judiciaries to not be partisan. They need to go by the letter of the law, not some... You know, they like to say a living, breathing document. No, it says what it says. You know, don't, you know.
So, Eric, can I give you some homework while you're freezing your butt up? Butt up.
You can try as long as I can do it with a Crown and Coke in one hand and an Alaskan in the other.
I'm not going to say anything more than the name. Just look it up.
All right.
Lysander Spooner. Have fun.
Oh, boy. Lysander Spooner.
Lysander Spooner with a Y in Lysander.
Mm. Okay.
And then Spoon
right. Well,
with
on that
E-R.
Note, go Dogs and adios.
See you, brother.
Yeah, not lie like he'll lie, but like L-Y, okay. Sander. Lysander Spooner. Interesting American, to say the least.
Interesting.
272-9228 is the number. If you want to call April Marie's show, because we're done.
Ha-ha! We're out.
Because I love doing the show, but it's the weekend. And I'm ready to get out of here. Brian, I appreciate the time. Always great seeing you, man.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And Eddie?
See you, brother. I love you saying it's the weekend and you're ready to get out of here, but I know you're 3 more hours behind that desk.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. At least I look good.
Sucker. Oh, yeah, with that hat. Brian.